in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 this morning. And it's kind of fitting, I guess, in a way that we got so many out for this message. And you say, well, preacher, that don't make sense. Well, it will maybe by the time that it's over with. So you call people that's not here, couldn't make it out, tell them to listen to it on the internet, there on the website. Because it's important as a body of believers that every part do its job. And every person do their job. It's important that all the parts of our body work together. If we get a part of our body that's out of joint, our whole body suffers. Jerry can tell you about having his foot operated on and getting around. Just those things in a different world and different thing having to get used to that. Or you have your hand operated on. Things that you one time was so simple to do, they become a little harder if you have sinus surgery or your gallbladder out or as some has had babies that's in here. These little things, whenever our bodies have changed, become harder for us to function. But once that body part is back better again, then we're able to go on. You know, have you ever thought about how important your thumb is? You think, preacher, you've lost it. Well, I mean, when if you went to shake hands, if you didn't have your thumb, you just go plumb up to their armpit. You think about it. When you're putting on shingles, if you didn't have your thumb, if you're holding it like the nails like this, now they put them on with them pneumatic guns. But when you used to have to hold them, especially if you was trying to drive them through 5V roofing and nailing that on a barn, now they use screws for that too. You had something to mash. If you was hitchhiking, it'd be hard to get anybody to stop if you was balling up your fist at them. It's important, you see. And you think, well, preacher, you have lost it because that's just a little member. But it's an important member. If you're trying to grip a hammer, all you would do is end up throwing it at somebody. I mean, it's so important. You couldn't give somebody a thumbs up or a thumbs down. They wouldn't know what... You know what I'm saying? So don't ever think that you're insignificant in the church. You're important. You may say, oh, my part's just little. No, it's not. It's important in the church. It's important in the body of Christ. You think about your elbow. If you didn't have an elbow, you couldn't move your arm. We couldn't eat. Because it'd be hard to get your fork to your mouth if your arm won't bend. God knew what He is doing. He made every part important that we have. Now I know sometimes, and see, my elbow can't do the job of my thumb. And my thumb can't do the whole job of my hand. It takes an active part of all the parts working together. Amen. There's only a couple of parts that do multiple things. Besides your nose being able to smell, it runs, and besides your feet being able to run, they smell. But they're all important parts. The eye is not the ear, but it doesn't make it any less important. The ear is not the eye, but it doesn't make it any less important. They're all important to God because He made this body the way that He did, that they would all function together. And they'd all be able to stand when the pressures come. Church, as all of us comes together as the parts and the bodies of Jesus Christ coming together as a church, when all the parts are well and healthy and working together, we stand strong. But when one is weak, just one, we are weakened. And we need to pray for strength for the one that is weak, that it may be its strength. And that we be that strength in their time of weakness. That we be able to stand and bear the burden of their load for them while they can't. It's important that we work together, as we here in 1 Corinthians is going to tell us about the different parts and how important it is. It's important that we be in the house of God. Oh, they won't miss me if I'm gone for a Sunday or two or a month or two. You're wrong. You're wrong. It's important that we're here as the body together, working together, fitly joined together by God and held together by His Spirit. Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 1 says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would that you would not have you ignorant. You know that you are Gentiles carried away into those dumb idols, even as you were led. And today we still got people that's carried away to dumb idols. They're worshiping idols instead of worshiping God. They're worshiping the building instead of worshiping God. They're worshiping their position that they have in the world and on the social scene, and they're not worshiping God. We've got to put God first, not last, or wherever He might fit in when we're through with everything else. It doesn't work that way. You don't get out of the bed and stand on your hands and walk around in the house, do you? No, you get up and you get on your feet. They have an importance. That's the only way that we can get around. It's the way God made us to get around. Now, I know there's some people that can walk on their hands. Bless them, they got bounce and they do all those things. I had enough trouble getting around on my feet. I never could get it on my hands. But that's all right. God didn't want me to do that. He gave me that ability. I didn't sit around and study on those things to try to be able to do that. If you can, great. But God made us a certain way that we need to perform a certain way and act a certain way, and the body come together in a certain way. Part of our body don't get out of the bed and leave the rest of it laying there until we can come back later till it's rested up and go with us. It doesn't work that way. We have to move forward together as the body, so do we as the church. If part of the church is lagging behind, it's hard for us to move forward. If we're worshiping dumb idols, it's hard for us to come in true worship of God. You say, he called me dumb. No, I said dumb idols. Dumb idols. Put those idols away. Follow God. He's the only one that's important. Those other things are just are things that Satan puts in the way to separate you and God, and it's not worth it. Wherefore, I have given you to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. And there's people out there today saying there's some other way besides Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, they're accursed. There's no other way under the Son of except through the Son of God, through Jesus Christ, that we can get to heaven. Or salvation came was through and by Jesus Christ, death on the cross of Calvary. Through His blood is the only way that salvation is available today. But anybody that says that Jesus Christ is not there, is not the Son of God, is accursed. And that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. His Holy Spirit gives us the ability to say without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus is God. Jesus is the Son of God that came and bled and died for me. Through His Spirit working in my life, through His blood being applied to my heart, through feeling Him move and know that He made a change in me, thank God I can say that Jesus is Lord and Lord of my life. And I want Him to be Lord of all parts of my life, not just parts I want to surrender to Him. But I want to humble down and surrender all the parts to Him. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministration, but the same Lord. He didn't make us all preachers. If we did, we might be having jealousy over the pulpit here at New Hope today. If everybody was a preacher that's sitting there. Have you ever been to a meeting where there's about 10 or 12 preachers sitting around behind the preacher and you spent more time preaching to the preachers than he did preaching to the congregation? Been there and saw that. They had about 50 handshakes. And you didn't feel the Spirit moving except for what the preachers was getting. You felt like you was excluded from the service. God wants to include us all in the service to be all part of one body. But there's different gifts, different dispensations of those gifts to people. We're not all the same. We don't all worship the same. We all don't study the same. We all don't learn the same. We all don't speak the same. We all don't sing the same. But God gives us all different gifts and the ability to use those gifts if we are willing to use them for Him. There are differences of administration, but the same Lord. Jesus loves me just as much as He does you. He don't love me any more because He called me to preach than He loves you who He just saved. He loves us all the same. My walk should be closer because I've been with Him longer than what your walk is. But He doesn't love me any more than He loves you. He loves us all the same. No big eyes and little U's in heaven or under God's eye. He sees us all the same. He loves us all the same. Unconditionally. Unconditionally. There are diversities of operation, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, and by the same Spirit. Now let me tell you, sometimes wisdom and knowledge don't always go hand in hand. There's a lot of people that's got knowledge but got no wisdom whatsoever. When you get to the knowledge of God, then we obtain wisdom. We start obtaining wisdom when we know God. When we start knowing His words, then we are able to start receiving the wisdom and knowledge of God. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gift of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. And we see all these gifts that He's talking about. You say, well, I don't know anybody that's got the gift of healing. You've got it within you. You say, no, I don't. Do you not have faith enough to believe as a grain of mustard seed that you could say to a mountain that it be moved? Then you don't have healing in you. Listen, we lack because of our faith. All the gifts that it's talking about, all those come by faith, believing and trusting God to be able to do these things. I can't speak Spanish, but Melissa can. And she can interpret it because she can understand it. I can't speak German. Some of y'all, I don't know if anybody else out here can speak German. I can't understand it whenever they're speaking, but they understand themselves. There was a German lady this past week that I saw there in a news report that in the church in Germany, they brought in a Muslim, whatever they call their head guy that calls them into worship. And he's there claiming Allah Akbar, which means that God is no longer here, that this is no longer a Christian place, that it's going to be designated to Muslim worship. And she stood up. And she stood up speaking in her native language that the rest of them could understand, telling them that this was a cursed thing that was taking place, this joint worship session. One voice. Guess who they threw out of the Christian church? The one voice that was speaking against the Muslim. The one voice that stood up. Guess who they crucified when he said, I'm love, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. His name was Jesus. But it gives us all different abilities to be able to work in His church, to be able to stand together, to be able to be strength. But all those abilities we shouldn't covet, but we should thank God for. And if you want to work for God and you have one talent, God will bless that one talent and multiply it if you'll use it for Him. If you'll use it for Him. I seen a friend of mine I grew up with and went to school with, I think since kindergarten. And we graduated high school together, and I was talking to him yesterday, and he said, just to be honest with you, I would have never thought in all the years we went to school together that you'd ever be a preacher. I said, I didn't either. This is not something that you know for when you're called of God, that's what you're going to do one day. Or I didn't. Some may. But I didn't know this is what God had in store for me. When I got to where I could play and sing for God, and He gave me that ability, I thought, I've got my talent. I'll do it for God, and He can use that. And here it is, God, you take it and use it. And He did. Until He got me to the place where He needed me to take the next step and go further. To use the next gift. But it all came by faith, trusting Him. Trust in Him. He's gave us all the ability to see miracles. But it all relies on our faith in the miracles that we're going to see. Sometimes that we pray and we pray and we pray, but we pray without faith, we might as well not pray. If you don't think a miracle can happen, why pray for it? If you don't think God can, why ask Him? You're asking amiss. Don't just go in there with a nonchalant attitude about praying to God and think it's just something that you're supposed to do and a few words you're going to say and it's a pattern and it'll all be okay. Just be sincere. Be sincere from your heart. Faith by the same Spirit to another, the gift of healing, to another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy. Do you know you can speak prophecy still today? When you read God's Word and you tell someone what the Word of God says, that's prophecy for things that's still yet to come. Still prophecy that is yet to be fulfilled in God's Word. We watched a couple of movies last night, and the last one we watched was called The Mark. If you have Netflix, it's on there. It's about the mark of the beast being ushered in and the rapture taking place and things like this. How's it actually going to happen? I can't tell you. But this was just what one director and one screenwriter saw it, how it might happen, how they might issue in the mark of the beast. Have you noticed in the news they're talking about changing the debit cards with the magnetic strip to one with a chip that's harder to be able to decode and be able to counterfeit? You say, boy, that's great technology. That's what God's giving them because the mark's getting ready to come in when we're out of here. When we're out of here. We don't have to worry about that as Christians. We're going to be gone. But there's those that's here. It's going to be left behind. That need to be warned. But all these worketh not one, and the selfsame Spirit dividing to every man severely as He will. For as the body is one, and hath many members, And all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Now my toe, it can't separate itself from my body and go on its own way and do its own thing. Any of you ever have muscle cramps in your hands? Sometimes it seems like they leave your hand and leave your body and go their own separate way and do their own thing. But they can't walk away from your body and do their own thing. Just like your arm can't detach from your body and do its own thing. Sometimes I think we detach our heads and leave them other places, but we can't leave it and come back and find it. It's with us always. So should we be in the body of God. We shouldn't be able just to take ourselves out of the situation and think the body's still going to be able to operate as it one time did. Well, it doesn't matter whether I'm at church or not. That's hogwash right out of hell. Just to put it plain and blunt how it is. That's what Satan will tell Christians to get them out of church. It don't matter whether you're in church. There's so many people, they'll never miss you. I miss you. You say, preacher, you don't know if I'm here or not. I do too. I know where most of you sit, and I know when your place is empty. God does too. I know when part of my body's aching. When my gallbladder was giving me a fit, I knew when it was hurting. And then my rib cage knew that my gallbladder was hurting because it hurt. And then it moved around into my back and into my shoulder. And I knew there was something wrong. And all of our body, when it's not working together, we all should hurt. We all should struggle to come together to give strength to that one that's lacking. When one finger's injured, when this one was broke, the others had to take up the slack. It wasn't whole, but they tried to help out. When this eye went bad and I couldn't see out of it anymore, the right eye tried to compensate. A lot of times you'll see me, I'll close this eye because I have just enough peripheral that it messes me up. I'll get a false picture of what's in front of me. So if you see me walking around with my eyes closed, I'm not winking at you. It's just that I do that so I can see better out of the one that can see. But they compensate. The body has to make up the difference. And it puts a load on another body part. I should not put my load on you solely to carry what I should be doing. And you shouldn't put your load solely on me to do what you're supposed to be doing. But together, we can carry it and go on forward and work for God. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severely as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. He's one. He's not divided. He's one. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jew or Gentile, whether we be bond or free, or have been all made to drink of one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? No, it is of the body. You say, well, all I'm doing right now, I come to Sunday school and I sit through the service and that's all my job is. Well, if everybody was doing a job during the service, there wouldn't be nobody to sit and listen to the preaching. Sometimes that is our service, but it's not the reasonable service that I have heard preached. That's all God requires of us, is to sit in a pew and fill our spot. We've got a testimony to give. We've got something to share with the lost and dying world. That's our reasonable service. Not just being saved and being a knot on the log, but that we become mouthpiece for God. That we become vocal for God, not silent. I don't know where we've got it that Christians should be silent and seen and not heard. We don't even be seen anymore. We hide. We hide and we're afraid of being seen and recognized for being a Christian. And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased Him. As it is pleased Him. You know, sometimes I sit around and I think about how God's made this body. You get cut, you heal. You also bleed to get the infection and the dirt out. Marvelous the way God's made this body. Your eye gets something in it, and you can take and pull your eyelid sometimes down over your bottom eyelid, over the little hairs, and sweep it right out. Amazing how God created this body. Give you something right there, just right handy, to clean off the stuff that you might get in your eye. Amazing. Amazing how we can breathe through our nose and through our mouth. If one stopped up, then we can use the other. As Andrew said last night, evidently both mine were stopped up the way I was snoring because she couldn't stand it. And since I've been stopped up and congested with this sinus mess, I can't stand to wear my breathing machine, so it's a double-edged sword. But it's amazing how God's made this body and how it can heal and regenerate and grow new flesh. You know, all the time your flesh is changing because the old skin cells die off and new ones replace it. Amazing how God's made us. Amazing. And yet, He loved this old hunk of flesh so much that He sent His very best to die for me. That to save that man that's inside that inhabits this flesh. Because this is rotten and decaying. We'd have to take pills for this and pills for that. And most of the time anymore, if a lot of you are on medication, you take a medication for so long, I got to give you another pill for the medication you was on because this made something else go wrong. They give me a pill because I had shoulder pain for 10 years. Now I have to take a stomach pill because it was causing problems for your stomach. All these things, but all these body parts, they're made wonderfully by God. Made wonderfully. We're made in His image. But now are they many members, yet one body. Now I cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Can you imagine that, going through life with no feet? And some people have to. But beside them, we just don't like that body part anymore. We're going to cast it off. We're just going to do without it. It's not important. It's not important. All things are important. You do without one of them for a little bit, you see how important even just the smallest thing is. Just like our church. The smallest job, the smallest opportunity that you take advantage of to be a blessing for God, to be a witness for God, to be a mouthpiece for God, a hand for God, a foot for God. You will be blessed because you're fulfilling the part of the body that God is using you for at that time. Sometime you may be the head. The next time you may be the feet. You may be the hands. Whatever it is, do it to the very best of your ability at that time to support the body, to be the action for the body. If you're the head, be the very best leader that you can be. If you're the feet, you carry out that job to the very best of your abilities. If you're the hands, let God use you to work in people's lives, to touch others, and to share Jesus. Because we have need of all the bodies and all the parts of the church and all the members as one body. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. The pinky is necessary. Though it seems like it's feeble and called the little finger, it's necessary for delicate work and different things to help steady, to help promote balance, to do many things. And when you think about it, oh, it don't really do a whole lot. You break that little bone in there, and you find out how much you do with your pinky. You find out how important it is. Musicians, your pinky becomes very important to you when you're trying to play. Different things that we do with our pinkies. But it is necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon those we bestow much more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to the part which lacked. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There's a part on the Christian body that should be given honor besides the Spirit that God has given us that He saved. He gave us a very important thing that we do not use as much as we ought to, and that's our knees. We should give Him honor by bowing our knees and enter into His presence to talk and to reverence Him, to humble ourselves down, to show ourselves in a state of humbleness before Him. Instead, we want to stand up and stand and tell Him how it ought to be done. Instead of listening, we're talking and we're rejecting His Word. We need to listen to His Word. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member to be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ and the members in particular. Do we make ourselves be a member of the church? Do we get involved? Or do we sit outside, well, they didn't ask me. They didn't talk to me about it. They didn't include me. Do we try to get ourselves included? Do we include ourselves in being part of the church? If you don't act like part and be part, it's hard to include you to be part. Amen. We've got to be in His house, to be in His presence, to be with His people. But thank God He's inside of us. And come together and make ourselves part and be part and take on part in God's house, that we become one body. One body, united through His Spirit. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? No, the answer is no. Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Now the most precious gift that God has given you is the talent that each one of you have today. Besides the talent of being saved through His blood, that He gives you freely, He's given you abilities. Abilities. Do we use our abilities? Some are great construction workers. And some, if you gave them a couple of 2x4s and told them to nail it together and make a stud wall, I'd be afraid to go near it. It's like on DIY. When they was lifting that wall the other night, it had about 10 studs in it. It fell all apart. I don't believe I would want to live in the house that they built. Some are great construction workers, some are great teachers, some are great singers, some are great musicians. You say, well, my talent's not that great. Listen, God didn't make you small. God made you to be exactly who you are. And the talent He's given you, He did not give you to be small. He gave you to use it for His glory and His honor, and He doesn't do anything on the small scale. When His son's birth was announced on earth, the heavenly choir sung it to the shepherds. Amen. When His salvation was complete on the cross of Calvary, it wasn't no small feat. It was on a major scale. When He saved you from where you was at, it was on a major scale. Because you were dying and going to Satan's hell. But He saved you. And He saved you because He loved you. A more excellent way. Don't sit and say, well, they get to do this and they get to do that. Listen, take the talent God has given you and get involved and be part. If you can sing a note, get in the choir and sing. If you can play an instrument, let the musicians know. They'll be glad to have you play along with them and sing together. If you can teach, let it be known. Share, speak. If God gives you an insight to a scripture in Sunday school, open your mouth and share it with others. Use that talent that God has given you. If you see someone that you know that's lost, reach out a hand to them. You're God's hand. You're God's mouthpiece. You may be God's ear just to listen. But whatever it is, be part of the body of Christ. Be part of the body. But don't envy or covet someone else's ability. Thank God that God blessed them to do it. And use the abilities that God's give you to be part of the body. Friend, if you're here this morning and you're lost, you're not in the body yet. But you can be. Jesus loves you, and He died for you that you could be born again. Saved, sealed to the uttermost. He has treasures, as the song says, treasures unseen. Friend, He wants to give them to you this morning, but you have to come and meet Him and receive Him for yourself. As we get to the song of invitation, as she plays, everyone stand to your feet.